on air. Okay. There's one last din in Sif Vav. Tzadik Tes Sif Vav. No, before Tzadik Tes Sif Vav. One last din in the Ramah we didn't cover. And we'll do Sif Zayin and we'll move on to Mitzvah Shem to Siman Kuf. So the last din, the Ramah says, if you have Chalav, some milk spilled into water, and you had shishim in the water against the milk, so the milk got all diluted, and it doesn't taste like milk anymore, that water, because you had shishim against it, you're allowed to take this water, at least the way the Shach explains it, that you can go and take this water and put it into your chicken soup or your chalent. Huh? So this is not called mevatel lisan lechatchila, because I guess in a certain sense you could say that the milk was already bottle. It was already in his bottle in the water. So now you could go ahead and lechatchila mix it into the chalent. Now, could you, the Prima Gunnan points out, this does, we're not telling you to go if you're, if you want to add 61 cups of water to your soup. You only have 60 cups of water, so you can't add one cup of milk to your water. Now you have total, and it's bottle in your water, so now you have 61. And then you can add those 61 cups into your chalent. That you can do. That's already also called a mevatel lisan lechatchila. But what if the milk got mixed to the water, you could lechatchila go and mix it to the chalent. That is the din in the Ramah. Kazayis, the read inside. Kazayis chalav shenafel lemayim. If you had a kazayis chalav that fell into mayim in his bottle b'shishim and it became bottle b'shishim in the water, you had 60 kazayim of water. You'd be mevatel it v'yachar kach nafel min hamayim l'kdeir. And afterwards, the water fell into the pot of meat. Mutter, it's mutter. And the Shach points out, even though the Ramah says it in a lashon of b'di'eved, you're really allowed to do this lechatchila. Once the milk fell into the water, you could go and take the water and put it in. Even though the milk doesn't have 60 against, even though the meat doesn't have 60 against the milk, that doesn't bother us because it was already diluted in the water. Sharein is bottle of mayim, it became bottle in the water. Huh? No, you are, even if you do. It was already bottle in the water. There's no milk. You had in the water, you had 60 against the milk. First, the milk fell into the water, became bottle in the water. So therefore, you're allowed to lechatchila go and pour this into the meat. So you can't lechatchila add it to the water. You can't lechatchila add the milk to the water, planning to add it to the meat. Yeah. So the Shach wants to know what's the chiddush of this halacha. It was bittul. We knew the din of bittul. We learned it for the last two simanim that there's a concept of bittul. What's the? That's what we were discussing for the last two simanim. What's counted in the bittul is that they had 60 against the milk, so of course it was bittul. What's the chiddush of the Ramah? So the Shach says the chiddush is like this. Bittul works when iser falls in general. Bittul works when iser falls into heter. Little bit of nevela fell into the potato soup is bottle in the potato soup. When you have heter falling into other heter, we don't always say bittul. So the example is shatnis. If you have one thread of linen, let's say, and it's mixed into your shirt, sewed into your shirt of wool, yeah? So the whole, even though you have 100 times amount of wool against the thread of linen, Afal Pekin, that's part of the shirt. The whole shirt is aser. There's no dim bittul because why? Why is there no dim bittul? Because the linen is the thread of linen is hatter, and the wool is hatter. The iser, the Torah said there's an iser to put them together. So therefore, it's not mevatel. That's exactly what the iser is, putting them together. If you have an existing iser, the Torah says this is an iser. If it fell into so much hatter and it lost its identity, it's lost. You understand? But when over here it can't lose its identity if the whole gather of the Isser is putting the two things together. So therefore the rule is heter beheter is not bottle. So you would have thought it isn't. That's the din by shatness. It's not bottle. So you would have thought the same din applies here. That the milk should not be bottle in the water because it's heter beheter. Right? The emphasis is you could really argue that milk, when milk falls into meat, it shouldn't be bottle because it's hatter behatter. Right? So So Shach explains that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. That basar b'chalav is different than shatnas, because basar b'chalav, the Torah says le'sevashel. Yeah, le'sevashel means that it's only a problem if it gives an asinas tam. So it's really not. You can't really say that when you have a little bit of milk that falls into a lot of meat, you can't really. It's wrong to say it's batal in the meat, because it's not iser that's falling into heter and becoming batal, losing its identity. You're not creating the iser of basar b'chalav because you don't have enough chalav to give an asinas tam into the basar. So that's why you didn't create your iser. So that's why lemaisa, this is different than the case of the shatnas, because this is a case of basar b'chalav where the Torah cares about asinas tam. So therefore, it's taka. Well, we'll use the word batal, but really it's not even batal. Really, the pshat is that you're not creating the iser. Because the Torah was megala to us, but unlike shatnas, where there's just an iser of putting the two things together, basar b'chalav, the iser is cooking them together. What does that mean, cooking them together? That the basar should have a tam of the chalav. Now, since in this case it's not going to have a tam, you're not creating the iser of basar b'chalav. So that's why bittul would work in this case. But if you really want to get technical, it's not really bittul. It's just you're lacking the condition of the Torah to create the Isser of Basar B'chalav. Okay, good. Weiter. Sif Zayin. Im Nivla Isser Muat L'toich Kli Kosher. If a small amount of Isser gets absorbed into a kosher Kli, it means normally if you, by mistake, let's say, use the Kli, you cook treif in it, so the whole Kli is full of treif. So you can't use that kli afterwards without kashering it, pashut, because it's going to get absorbed in your food. Even if it's ein ben yoymoy, where it's not going to asher my food b'diyevet, but l'chatchila, we're not allowed to. It's a gzera ein ben yoymoy, ato ben yoymoy. Okay? Because that the amount of iser that's in the pot is potentially a lot of iser and could asher my food. When it would be a ben yoymeh, when asher my food. So therefore, even ain't a ben yoymeh, it's asher to use. But what's if lechatchila, the amount that got asher into my pot, the very minute amount of iser, a drop of blood maybe spritzed on it or something, and it was got absorbed somehow, it was a hot pot. It's a very, very minute amount of iser. So the Mechaber Paskins, in darka shaloisa kli neshtamiz bei b'shefa heter, if it's a big kli, and you normally use it. It's a big pot, so you normally, when you cook, you don't just stir fry things in a big pot. That you use a frying pan for. You cook chalent soup. You use it for a lot of heter. That's the derech. That's the normal way of using such a kli, and it only has a small amount of iser in it. Which means every time you use it, you're always going to have shishim against. It's such a small amount of iser that got absorbed. It's always going to end up having shishim against it. That's the normal usage. The normal usage of the kli is that you're going to have shishim against it. Says the Mechaber, Mutar lishtamish boi lechatchila. You're allowed to use the lechatchila. Kivon she iser muat, since the iser is very minute, the ef shalavi lidei nesinas tam, and you're never, using the normal usage of this kli, you're never going to come that this amount of iser is going to give a taste into your heter. In other words, it's never going to come to aser your heter. Not impossible, but in the normal usage of this kli, the normal usage is always to use it with a lot of heter. So therefore, we're not concerned that it's going to end up asering your... You could use a lechatchila. Lefichach, therefore, says the Mechaber, iser mashru shnivla b'kdeira, if you had a small amount of iser that got absorbed in your pot, or into barrels. Barrels, I mean, you always store a lot of liquid in the barrels. Similar cases. You're allowed to use a lechatchila, even if the kli is a ben yoyme, you're allowed to use it. Because again, you're using it with so much heter that you're never going to come to have an asinas tam. So there's no reason to make it aser here. She'ef shalav l'dei nesinas tam. Avol, says the Mechaber, im nivla b'kli shadarka l'ishtamish l'itim v'davar mu'at. Let's say it's a kli which sometimes you use for a lot, and sometimes you only use a little bit of heter. and a little bit of hetter, you're not going to have shishim against the amount of iser that got absorbed in the kli. So then it's obviously usher to use this kli, even though this time you have shishim. In other words, when you have a kli that becomes usher a little bit, so you can say, I have only one tipa of iser absorbed in my kli, so I'm going to cook a certain amount that I know there's shishim against the tipa, and I'm good to go, because I know I have shishim. Now that you can't do, right? Because next time you're gonna cook an amount that you don't have shishim. So there we for sure make a gzeira that we don't allow you to cook even a large amount, because you may come to cook a small amount. Yeah? But if we're talking about a kli, that it's the derech always to cook a large amount, so then there's no gzeira, because that's the derech, the normal usage of this kli is to use a large amount, so you're always gonna have shishim. That's shitas hamechaber. Clear? Right. So, but if it's a kli which sometimes it's a derech to use it for a small, so then it's also to use even for a lot. Also, lishtamish afilu b'shefa. You can't even use it for a lot of heter. Zeir Hashem yishtamish b'bedaver mut. Because maybe make a zeir, you might come to use it for a small amount. The other day you see nastam, and then you're going to come to ask for your food. So that's why we make the zeir. So that's shitas hamechaber. Now, what's the reason? There's a different issue here. Even if the mechaber is willing to accept that since it's the derech to use it for more than shishim, there's no need to make gzeira, there's no need to be concerned that you're going to come to ask for your food. In other words, we make gzeira, ein ben yoyme, alto ben yoyme. True that it's when it's ein ben yoyme, it's not going to ask for your food, but when it's a ben yoyme, it will ask for your food. Okay? So the mechaber feels that if it's a klisha derech leishtamish bei b'shefa, that's the normal usage. A kli is a normal to use it today and tomorrow. So therefore, obviously, we make a gzeira, ein ben yoyme, alto ben yoyme, right? Because it's the derech to use it today also, so we have to make such a gzeira. But if it's a kli which is the derech leishtamish bei b'shefa, and it only was by leia and iser muat, so there's no need to make a gzeira. Okay, the mechaber holds like that. Yeah? What have happened to mevatel lisa lechatchila? You're going to cook b'shefa, means you're going to cook more than shishim in this pot, and you're going to be, that tipa, that drop that's going to come out into your food is going to be batel. That's what I'm saying, since it's going to be batel, I have no concern. Why aren't you being mevatel lisa lechatchila? So there's two answers you can give to this question. Number one, you could say that not necessarily does the iser of Eim Nevatanis L'chadchila doesn't necessarily apply to a case where you don't have kavanah to be Mevatal the iser. All you're intending to cook in this pot, to use the pot, so that's not called Mevatanis L'chadchila. Mevatanis L'chadchila means when you intend to be Mevatal the iser. But if it's Eim Kavanasi L'vatal and it's just B'derech Memela, it's going to... Right, we had this example earlier on in the siman. Let's say if you have honey, and you're trying to, there's little pieces of bee that are stuck in the honey, and you're trying to melt the honey so that you could sift it, so that you could strain out the honey from all the pieces of the bee legs that are in there, right? But when you're cooking it, the honey is being cooked with the bee. So why is that not a problem? Because you have shishim against it. Why you're being mevatel l'chadchila? The answer is, but you're not being mechavan levatel, right? So you're not mechavan levatel. There's no iser mevatel l'chadchila. So that's what's happening over here, right? You're not mechavan levatel. That's one easy answer to give for this case. Or you could say a little bit more that. What's the reason why we said that you're not allowed to be mevatel lisa lechatchila? If it's going to be batel anyway, so why can't you do it lechatchila? Remember the reason we said? Shmuel called it out in the middle of Shir the other day. What's the reason? Because we're worried that you might one time be mevatel it. Now, you know, you're going to do it wrong. You're not going to be mevatel it in a proper shishim. You're going to have less than shishim one time. You're going to try to be mevatel it, and you're really going to have less than shishim. So therefore, we don't let you do it lechatchila. But if this is a case where it's darker l'shtamish bei b'shefa, which means the normal thing for it to have shishim, you don't have to be concerned that by mistake you're going to do it, you're going to be mevatel in a way that you don't have shishim. So there's no reason for the whole gezeira, for the whole reason why we're concerned and we don't let you be mevatel l'schatchila, that whole reason doesn't apply in this type of a case where you're always going to have shishim. The whole concern was that maybe next time you won't have shishim. Next time you try to be mevatel, you won't have shishim. This type of example, you always have shishim, so therefore we're not concerned. So therefore, we're not concerned about the mevatel l'schatchila in this type of a case. Therefore, the Mechaber said, the only issue is whether or not there's a reason to make a gzeira. So the Mechaber said, if it's a type of a kli which sometimes you don't have shishim, then even though you're going to use it now for shishim, then we make a gzeira that this time you're using it with shishim, next time you might use it without shishim. But if it's a type of a kli which the derech is to use it always with shishim against the amount of iser that got absorbed, nothing to be concerned about. That's shitas ha-tas. Shitas ha-mechaber. The tas is no, a whole long arichas, but the bottom line of the tas is that we are going to make a gzera. This type of a kli is taka no need to make a gzera, like the Mechaber said, because it's the derech l'shtamish by b'shefa. But we're going to make a gzera of a kli gadol atu a kli katan. We're going to make a gzera of a type of a kli, which is the derech l'shtamish by b'shefa atu a kli, which is ain derech l'shtamish by b'shefa. In other words, we're going to make a gzera, even though it's a little bit of dam got absorbed in your pot, and in your pot you always use with shishim against that little bit of blood. Yeah, but we're going to make a gzera, a pot, onto a plate. Because a plate, you won't have shishim against the drop. So even though in that kli, in that kedera, the derech to use for shishim, but we make a gzera, the pot, onto a plate. Yeah, the only case, says the Taz, where the Mechaber would be correct, is if, well, not Eina ben Yoimai, in an example where the iser that's in the pot is poigim the food that you're using. The example that this whole halacha was based off was you had the barrels of yayin nesech from the goy, and some poiskim say that the barrel only absorbs, the Rashba holds that the barrel only absorbs kedei klipa because it's kavush. Kavush, according to the Rashba, how much it goes into kelim is only kedei klipa. And we don't, we don't necessarily paskin that way. The Taz paskins that way, but the Shach doesn't paskin that way. Shach paskins that it goes through and through into the kli through kavush. But assuming that through kavush it only goes gedei klipa into a kli, so usually you have shishim in the kli against the gedei klipa of the kli. So that's an example of a case where the normal usage is that you have shishim against the iser. Yeah, so we let you do it. So the Rashba understood from there, this is the rule that the Mechaber, that's where the Mechaber learned it from. This is the rule that since it's a derech l'shtamish bei b'shefa, that's why you could use it. There's no gzeira. But the Taz is not necessarily. The reason maybe why we don't make a gzeira over there, the reason why that case of the wine of the yayin nesech is mutter, because the rule is that the yayin nesech could only make us or other wine. But other liquids, if you put water in the barrel, beer in the barrel, which that was the Gemara was discussing, whether you could put water or beer in the barrel, that the yayin is poigim shar mashkin. If you mix wine and beer, the wine is going to give a bad taste into the beer. Everybody knows that, right? And the same thing into any other liquid you put in. If you have orange juice in the barrel, whatever you want to put in the barrel, water in the barrel, the wine is not going to give a good taste into any other liquid. The only thing that wine gives a good taste then is to other wine. So therefore, even if you don't have shishim or whatever it is, in all cases, the wine will give a bad taste into, it won't end up asering your other liquids. So therefore, by wine, such type of a thing, that's why we don't make a gzera. But if you're talking about an ordinary iser, you have dam or you have chelev, a drop of chelev or a drop of dam that got absorbed into your pot, of course we're going to make a gzera of a big pot onto a plate. That's the Shita Sataz. Is that clear? So he basically argues with the Mechaber. It's a long, long Taz, and the bottom line is that he holds that this halacha would only apply to a case where the Isser that got absorbed in the pot is poigim, like the example of the wine, which is poigim other liquids. It's a bad combination. If the taste will go in, it won't make it osir anyway, even if you don't have shishim, because it's giving a bad taste into it. That's the rule. We're going to learn later that if it gives a bad taste, it doesn't make it osir. But if you're dealing with something which, an iser, which if it gets absorbed into a kosher food, it will give it a good taste, then we make a gzera, even though this is a type of kli which is derech l'shtamish b'shefa, we're going to make a gzera atu, a kind of a kli which is not a derech l'shtamish b'shefa. Okay. Next.